All right, guys, on today's episode of the Trade Busters podcast, I am really excited. I've been looking forward to this. I have Troy and Matt from the Optional Mega team with us today to talk about something that they're going to launch very soon that I will be a part of and excited to participate in. So with that, Troy and Matt, thank you for joining us. And I'll let you guys just go ahead and dive right in and let's talk about what we have in store.
Yeah, sure thing. It's a pleasure to be here, David. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
So David's known about this for a while now, but we have had through the year, almost 2 years now since we launched Option Omega. We have quite the community, and the thing that's always intrigued us about it is it's not just one type of trader. We have so many different types of option traders coming from so many different types of backgrounds, and we are. The thing that we did not expect when we built this little backtesting tool we did was to have kind of the insatiable appetite people came with for options education. And there are other tools and other things that kind of mix those things together. But we for the first while, were just a backtester because that's what we were comfortable with. I think we've talked about it on the podcast before, but we all come from different backgrounds. Rusty and I were software engineers together. Matt has owned a couple of businesses in the past, but we all trade options. So through the months, particularly this year, we just had so many people come and ask us about more stuff they could learn, different ways of trading. And it's our Discord and our community. We feel like people trust us partly because we're pretty neutral. We don't really say this is the best way to do it. And so, saying all that to say, we are very excited, pumped, freaking pumped, however you want to say it, that this Thursday, the 4th, October 4th, we're going to be launching Option Omega Academy. And it's going to be academy.optionomega.com. And what we're going to do, we think, is really unique. Basically, we are going to offer options education for people. But there's two ways options education usually works. Let's say three ways. One, it's very basic education that you can find on the internet. You know, what's a call? What's a put? That's really like cool.
Mike's whiteboard, yeah. Right? From Tasty Live.
That's right. Yeah. And nothing wrong with that. People have to learn somewhere. I've certainly learned from Tasty Trade in the past as well. You have kind of a tool. And with the tool, like Option Omega, but with the tool, you try to start providing education yourself. Well, the problem is you might be a really good trader, you might be a really bad trader, but that's your secondary thing is the education. You know, you built this tool, and that's the main thing. Or the third way, and this is, we work with a ton of affiliates, and people are passionate, but the third way is you have a community yourself and you teach specific strategies. So you have a specific option strategy, or maybe you have three or four strategies, and that's you are a master at that. You are, very technically advanced when it comes to that strategy, and you do a great job of teaching that. So those are the three ways. What we think is unique about Option Omega Academy is we are going to bring those masters in to teach their strategy. And so we think of this as a way that if you're new to options or you want to learn a different way to trade options than you have in the past, this is going to be the place for you because we're going to have a very, very diverse set of options educators who all trade their own capital, who trade their own money. They are real traders first, and then they've gotten very good at being able to explain what they do, and that makes them an educator. Also with that, they're passionate about what they do. So that's it in a nutshell. We are bringing together a very diverse group of people to where you, hopefully this academy will be the place where you can learn different types of option strategies. And in some ways kind of see it as a sampler. I want to try this strategy, but I don't want to sign up for this community right off the bat. I want to test it first. This is the place for you. If you want to try to get good at a specific thing, and maybe you do want to join that community, it's the place for you. So we're trying to make it to be as diverse as possible to learn as many styles of options trading as possible. I just went for 10 minutes straight. So.
No, that's a quick correction. We're recording this on Tuesday, October 3rd, and I think you meant Thursday, October 5th for the release. You said October 4th.
And hopefully, no edits.
We're going to keep that in. and hopefully we do launch, because I know there was a delay with some back-end stuff. But the plan was to, hopefully, if you're listening to this on Thursday, Option Omega Academy is launched. And you know what's funny is when you were going through that, it reminded me, if you've ever seen those ads, Masterclass, on like the Facebook ads, where you know you kind of call it Option Omega Masterclass. That would have been kind of cool too. But so a couple quick questions off the top. So is this gonna be? Do you have to be an Option Omega subscriber to have access to the Option Omega Academy? How does that work?
Great question. No, you don't. This is a specific thing. It's on our website. It'll be Academy. It's a subdomain, academy.optionomega.
And there'll be it will be in the show notes. So you know, go look at the show notes after this, and we'll include the link in there.
Sure thing. But yeah, you don't have to be an Option Omega subscriber to take the courses. This is for people who are just, you know, from people who have been trading for years. That there might be people who have no idea what a backtester even is. So this will be for those people. And then hopefully through time, obviously, we think backtesting is very valuable. We think a lot of the educators will use it as well. But yeah, you don't have to be a subscriber.
Yeah. And the way you went over those three kind of forms of education, the third one, you described it as someone who's kind of a master in a specific strategy. Now, obviously, that will be one type of content. But really, I think you anticipate anything. It doesn't have to be a strategy. Like we'll talk about this in a bit, but I'm planning to have courses there. And my first one's going to be, you know, spreadsheeting for traders, right? So it's going to be, I'm going to have courses on, you know, maybe on my Theta Engine, on backtesting, on spreadsheeting. It can really be anything that's sort of beneficial to learn in the realm of options. And whoever wants to, I guess, wants to participate, or I don't know how many people you have planned and what kind of content, but really it can be anything that that's worth learning, basically.
100%. Yeah. And you're right. It's not just strategies. It's going to be a good mix of stuff. And so, for instance, you might have some, we are launching with two courses are going to have very specific strategies that you can kind of learn, hopefully get the gist of it, start trading it. But then we're also going to have stuff like what you're doing, which is so useful and equally valuable, because if you're trading and you're actually trading, you know, there's one thing to kind of get the theory of it, or get the idea behind it. But it's another thing to hear someone like you, like, I trade for a living. Here's how I use spreadsheets, right? That is equally invaluable information to get as you're in this trading journey. So yeah, and we're hopefully going to have a ton of that stuff.
So what's the process of like getting the instructors? Is it just invitation only, or are people reaching out, or how has that been, and how are you kind of picking and choosing who's going to be on there teaching courses?
Matt, you want to take that one, or you want me to take that one? I'm just steamrolling everybody right now.
No, you're good. You can take it, Troy.
So basically, the way we've looked at it is, if we're going to do this, part of the premise of what we're trying to say is we want to be Switzerland. We're neutral. We are not long vega only traders. We're not short spread traders. We trade everything. And so in that, the way we've approached this is we have gone to people that we trust. And that's a big thing in this industry. If you've been trading options for any amount of time, there are a lot of sharks in the fintech space, particularly. And so we want to work with people that we trust. And that's been the same for Option Omega. Like, we don't have affiliates that we don't trust. There's certain lines in the sand we don't do. So A, we have to trust them. B, they have to be passionate about what they're doing. It's not just for money and things like that. They have to be passionate about teaching. They want to get the information out. And then third, and this is probably perhaps most important, is they have to actually be traders. We're not getting people in that have like created this crazy strategy in Option Omega or some other tool that has never put their own money into it. It has to be people who are actually trading. And that's kind of what we talk about on the homepage here, is that we want you to learn real trading by real traders. And so those are the kind of three criteria we have so far. And that's the people we've reached out to so far.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I one of the segments, you know, I have very different topics on my podcast, but I have a segment called Real Talk with Real Traders, where like I get people that from the community that actually trade and just kind of talk to them, because I think people will resonate and sort of inherently are more compelled when what they hear is from someone that they believe at least is actually trading, right? Actually implementing and walking the walk, right? As opposed to just talking and talk.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, especially in social media right now, you have a lot of people who, you know, they are very, very good at marketing themselves. And so it makes it sound like what they're doing is some genius strategy. But a lot of times, you know, it's not even real. I mean, as a web developer, there's ways that you can pretend that you made a lot of money and not make a lot of money. And so we want to work with people who actually trade, and we know they trade.
So you confirmed that, you know, you don't have to be a paid subscriber to Option Omega to have access to the academy. But what about the courses themselves? Are they going to be paid courses, free courses, or what's kind of the plan there?
It's going to be a mix of both. And so we definitely have paid courses, people who are going very, very deep on perhaps a specific strategy, or very, very deep on a theory and how to trade that theory in real life. And so we definitely have paid courses. We also will have free content as well. So like your Spreadsheet for Traders is going to be a free thing that people can sign up for. We are going to be launching here pretty soon an Option Omega bootcamp. And honestly, that's probably where we're going to send every new subscriber to Option Omega, because Matt has just killed it, redoing all the videos, making them top notch, and then very logically getting you from like, hey, what's a back test, to like using this tool to help you in your trading. So we're going to have stuff like that. It's free as well.
Hey, Matt, why don't we talk a little bit about the bootcamp? I know that, you know, you guys constantly have releases, and then you'll do like either the Cigar Lounge or just some tutorial about like, okay, here's the latest change and the features. But it's by design a little ad hoc, because again, you add a feature, you say something, you add a feature, you say something. So what's your goal with the bootcamp, and what's the expectation there? Is this going to be like somebody new coming into Option Omega, never used it? Is this supposed to be like from the ground up, like they will be fairly proficient and kind of understand the layout intuitively and all that? Is that kind of the idea? And Matt, your mic, I think you might be muted, so.
All right. Sorry about that. I muted myself. I thought I was muted, but okay, here we go. So that is a great description. That is exactly what it is. So the course is set up, and we're not quite done with it yet. But as you pointed out, we've got a bunch of YouTube videos. We have about 100 videos. We pruned a couple, but it's right around 100.
Wow. Okay.
And so we have tons of feature videos. So about every release that Rusty puts out, there's a feature video accompanying it, detailing how to use it, some examples, etc. The backtester has been around for about 18 months now, and I can't even keep track of how many updates there are. I mean, people will sometimes ask me about an update from early on, and I'll have to go reference the documentation. Like, wait, what? Oh yeah, that happened last July or whatever. So it's been a lot to keep up with. And the goal of the bootcamp is to take all of those updates and all of those things that have come out in the backtester as it is now, October 23, and I'm sure we'll keep updating it, but as it is right now, somebody who knows nothing about backtesting and also has never used our backtester, and teaching them line by line, section by section, here are the different things that you can do. Here's some tips and tricks. Here's some best practices. Here's some things to avoid, because all of those are important. You know, we view the backtester as a tool. It's a hammer, right? And you can build a house with a hammer. You can also stub your toe with a hammer. So our goal and our job is just to have an overwhelming amount of resources showing you how to use the backtester as well as possible for your situation. Because as Troy points out, we have tons of different people trading backtesting strategies that we could have never come up with. And so backtesting bootcamp is going to be line by line through the backtester, but it's also going to be segmented into sections. It's going to be quite subdivided. So if you're comfortable with a certain section, you can skip over it. And if you want to, there are going to be a couple sections that, you know, some of the YouTube videos are 10 minutes just explaining one line item in the back tester. So there are times when the YouTube is going to, we may have a few features where the YouTube goes a little bit deeper, but Backtesting Bootcamp is going to get you there. So it's going to be our main resource for onboarding people who have never used Option Omega before. Right now we have a Option Omega 101 video, and that'll still remain, but this is going to kind of supplant that. So
something you mentioned that I was going to ask about, you mentioned the word best practice, because obviously there is the nuts and bolts and the mechanics of how to do a back test. But
yes,
you know, and I don't know if it's you or Rusty, whoever, this phrase garbage in, garbage out, right? Like there's so much nuance. And I'm guessing you're going to kind of categorize maybe the topics in the bootcamp, like, you know, 101 basics, but like, it sounds like you plan to go into, you know, like things to avoid. Like if you do only a one lot test, for example, this may not be the best representation of a long-term study in terms of like capital growth and all of that. Like there's certain uses for a one lot test. There's certain things that aren't useful in a one lot test, for instance. Yep. So those kind of things, you know, I don't know how many different topics there are. There's so many, but like, it sounds like you're planning to kind of go down that rabbit hole as well.
Yeah, there are so many, and it's a sandbox, right? Like what you can do in the sandbox is kind of unlimited. So we have tried our best to put a lot of those videos and resources out on our written documentation website as well, optionalmegadocs.com, written documentation. But also on our Discord community, every day people post tests and get community feedback. So like we have tried our darndest to make people understand that there are plenty of tools in the back test to aggressively hone your strategies. And I use the word aggressively. You can be very aggressive. That example you gave about lot size is a great example. And like that, just that right there got me thinking of two or three things that we probably need to do down the road and explain, you know, why would you test a back test at full port? Why would you test it at a one lot? Why would you test it at your real life application? Well, all three of those can give you certain things that the other one couldn't, and they can help you overall, but maybe doing just one of them is not the best thing for you to understand your strategy. So we're pretty in favor of, we have one video that I'll say called Making Friends with the Punisher. And the idea is that you will make better back tests by making them worse. So if you apply correct slippage, if you apply correct commissions, if you apply two hits on profit target, if you apply cap profits, if you do all these things, your back tests are going to be worse on the screen. You're going to get more red, but they're going to be better back tests. And that's, you know, I'm rambling. I'm about to get on a soapbox, so I'll just say it like this. There's this perception that retail traders are uneducated, they're unsophisticated, retail doesn't have the tools of the big boy. And there are a lot of people in your community, in our community, in neither of our communities, that are really doing advanced cool things with options from a retail level, and they're normal people doing it. And so we hope that our tool can be a part of that, developing to where people get another resource to be more educated and smarter about what they're doing on a day-to-day basis with options.
Yeah, no, it's funny you mentioned word sandbox, because I have the soapbox, because I have the same soapbox. And it's like, you know, the idea of the option mega being a sandbox, right? And this idea is, you know, you guys are really democratizing the ability for retail. And yes, there's so much nuance. I think the biggest barrier is understanding the nuance. But really, like, you guys have minute data, you guys have a lot of granularity, there's so many features, you can slice and dice, set up a test in any different way. And so like really having a course to go through all that makes sense, because there's so many things you can do. And I really do think some of the stuff, it's on par. I mean, like, yes, maybe we don't have tick data, but like, how much granularity do you need for like a 90 DT strategy, for instance, you know? So I really believe I have seen you guys grow and develop this system, you know, the engine. And I have a lot of confidence in the strategies I test now. And there's certain ways I test them that I get that confidence, right? Like I wouldn't do like a eight-legged iron, you know, whatever strategy with, you know, like that's very aggressive and, you know, but, you know, and I do some things where like, I will take, you know, very simple one leg tests, but then knowing what I do, I will post-process them, combine them in certain ways that kind of are more true to what my trading does. But because the foundational data that I get from the tester, I have a high degree of confidence in, that gives me confidence in kind of the ultimate result.
And to Troy kind of touched on this earlier. And to your point, like we drink our own milkshake. I mean, this tool we built because it wasn't there and we needed something. So literally here's this morning, me at 7:05 to Rusty. We had a trade yesterday. So context, we had a trade. It was a ratioed iron condor and it has a stop ratchet on it. So once the profit gets to a certain target, we adjust our stop loss. Okay. We call that a ratchet. And it did that, but it hit the profit target only for like 2 minutes. So it was like a moment in time. We watched it. And we're like, yeah, the back test should pick that up because I don't know if it was exactly 2 minutes. It was a brief moment. And that ratchet was 50%. So first thing I do this morning, and then the test later got stopped out. Okay. Right. So this is what happened. First thing this morning, I send Rusty 7:05. Back test mirrored exactly what we experienced. Rake stopped out for small loss at 12:50. It also shows just like we did, max profit was 51%, barely got to the adjustment. So like we use the tool. And like, we're extremely motivated to make the tool as good as we can because we're using it every single day. So, like I said, we drink our own milkshake and we felt just like with Troy talking about that having, it's important for us to have people that we're partnering with for Academy who are trading, you know, that's still the ongoing thesis behind Option Omega is that like, we're still using it, guys. Like, this is still very important to us. So,
yeah. And I realized, so let's take it back to the Academy for a second, because I realized this unintentionally became an episode on how much we love the back test, which we all do. But, so Troy, I apologize because I know I wasn't supposed to talk about this earlier. I may have leaked it to one or two people. I'm just so excited. But I wanted to take this opportunity, especially on this podcast, to talk a little bit about my involvement and what I have planned and maybe get your take back and your feedback on it. And so, you know, we're going to launch and my initial course is going to be spreadsheeting for traders. You know, I may have sub courses, like one course on how to trade Data Engine, one course on how to trade Earn, and one trade on my take on back testing best practices, for instance. And I mentioned this in my intro video for the course, but I'll say it here again. I originally had wanted to do a YouTube video because so many people like my content, but I realized in the request of like video content, because certain things like me talking for 30 minutes on a podcast about a spreadsheet, you have to have like 4D, and you have to be able to like think in 4D to like follow along my podcast and follow on a spreadsheet. So I had wanted to do, I had made some videos and for various, you know, personal reasons, I opted not to go that route. So I had this content for over a year. And then when you approached me about Option Omega Academy, it just clicked. Like this was the outlet for me to publish that content because it's going to, you guys manage it. It's going to be hosted, you know, on the Academy and all that. So spreadsheeting for traders is going to be everything. Literally, if you look at some of these tools I've built, like the latest ones, like the Khmer Lab, compared to like the original trade log, it's just light years. It's 4 years of acquired knowledge, best practices, tips and tricks, you know, kind of spreadsheeting ninja kind of stuff. And so I wanted to do that. And because I think, you know, backtesting is one thing, right? That's sort of like backtesting takes raw data, raw market data, and parses it into something that resembles your strategy. But then using spreadsheet analysis, now you guys could do a good job of this in the portfolio view already, you know, and you're always adding features, like you added the PCR, the Sharpe, the MAR ratio and all that. But there's so many things beyond that, that like, I feel like can be done, right? And who's to say you guys won't have all that one day, but, right? But in the interim, like with the spreadsheets, you know, I build tools where you can, you know, analyze custom date ranges, and like you update the date, and all of a sudden the graphs, everything updates to the, so you can kind of, you can drill down into sub periods of you know, this week, this month, or whatever, and you know, the CAGR, the MAR, the SHARP, all changes for that time period. And then I do these things kind of like a portfolio view where you can blend strategies, but I do it in a way where it's instantaneous. I can take the weights up and down and everything changes. So those are the kind of things, and just general like best practice and how to use sheets to get the most out of your, not just your trading data, but your backtesting data. So I feel like that's like a good supplement to the backtesting knowledge itself. So just want to get your take on that.
No, that's perfect. And that's the thing, is what you're offering. It's like kind of what Matt said, like our goal is to, there's a reason, you know, I'm not a conspiracy guy, so I don't want to like sound conspiratorial, but there, you know, it's, I think it's pretty true that, you know, smart, there's the reason we call it smart money and dumb money is because of the notion that like the smart money inherently knows what to do with this trading, you know, journey. And so quite often, I think what happens is the tools aren't even available for retail traders. And that's what we've tried to do, is give the tools to retail traders. And I think what a lot of smart money people would say is, well, they're too dumb to know what to even do with the tools. And so for us, this whole premise is, okay, we've given you a tool, and now we're going to give you the education behind the tool. And part of your stuff, the brilliance of it is, this is, that is what smart money does. That is what hedge fund managers do. Like I had a pint with a fella in London a couple months ago who's works at a hedge fund. And like, this is what you do on a day-to-day basis. It's like, you have a tool, and then you massage your data. You work with your data over and over again to get the, squeeze the most you can out of it. And that's what your spreadsheeting stuff does, is you're squeezing every weighting you can out of it to make informed decisions. And so in my mind, it's just a continuation of what we're trying to do, which is to say, like, we have the tools now, you have the data. This is how you get even more stuff out of this data to make informed decisions.
Once this launches, I know, can you talk a little bit about the courses that will be available right from the get-go? And just, sure. Just touch lightly. Obviously, people can go explore and everything, but like, what's the expectation right now at launch?
Sure. We're going to launch with three courses. And so the first one's yours, Spreadsheeting with Traders. The second one is a very specific strategy called Power Hour. And it's for people trading zero to, well, Matt, you could describe it more because Matt's on Team Power Hour. I mean, he trades it every day.
Yeah, I'm still recovering from yesterday's Power Hour a little bit. yes, so the Power Hour strategy is just going to be trading essentially condor, certain types of condors or straddles or strangles in the last hour to hour and 15 minutes of the day.
Yeah, so that's the first strategy, a very specific thing, someone who can jump into it. They want to learn zero-day trading, but they don't know where to start. This is a way to jump in. This is a stream that you can go into. It's a strategy that plenty of people in our community trade, and Steve from Navigation Trading is going to do that course, and he does a great job at it. The other one is by Eric O'Rourke, and it is a 14-day SPX strategy, selling spreads for 14 days out, and very specific setups, very specific ways to make that trade. And so we like the course offerings at the beginning. There's three. If you want to go a little farther out, it's hilarious that 14 days now is considered farther out compared to first start trading options. But 14 day, and then a 0 day, and then kind of what do you do with all your data, which is spreadsheeting for traders. We have a lot more coming out in the following months, and you'll be able to see those when we launch in the coming soon section. But there's going to be a lot of content coming through in the next couple months. And the thing we haven't really talked about, the thing I'm kind of excited about this is most options education, because zero day is just about a year old, a little right. Older than a year old. There hasn't been much from like an educational institutional level for strategies on how to trade zero day. And that's where we think we are going to provide a lot of value for retail traders is.
Yeah. There's a lot of unsophisticated education out there.
That's right. Sure. That's right. 100%. Yeah. So sophisticated education.
Yeah. To that point, like with these initial classes, something that's interesting, obviously your class, David's going to be applicable regardless of what time frame tests you're looking at, or, you know, exactly what type of test. It's going to be super broad. And Steve's class on zero day, I mean, there's been power hour trading for years. So we've got years of backtesting data that you can look current market, past markets, et cetera, et cetera. Eric's class, same thing. I mean, we've had multi-week SPX options for, you know, a couple years here. So there's going to be, the academy and the backtester are going to fit together very well.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And just a word on mine, it's a bit of a smorgasbord right now, because again, this is content from, it's basically an unfinished thing that I kind of left off. So I mentioned it in the intro video, like all the videos currently available at Launch are even going to be like, you know, go subscribe to my YouTube channel, you know, like and subscribe. So this just shows you what that is. But I now that I have this avenue, I want to kind of fill it in. And I think, you know, because there's many people who like, always say, hey, I love this content, but this particular concept, this particular sheet, like, can you do a video or whatever? And now, like, I can basically just go throw a video together, add it on there. And can you talk a little bit about, like, so, you know, if somebody subscribes, I don't know, enrolls in my course, and how does that work? Like, if I publish the course, they get a notification. And so it's almost like following, you know, the content, or how would that kind of look from their end as a person?
Yeah,
as
enrolled? Yeah, great question. Yeah, when you go to the site and log in, you'll be able to see the courses that you've done, how much you've completed of that course. You'll also get an email about it, but you'll also receive an email when people update their course. So you'll be able to get updates as someone continues. Maybe it's a course like yours where it's like, I'm just going to keep putting information in on this course as I get it. They'll be able to receive email updates for that. We'll also be doing live trading courses as well. So whereas there's people who right now they're teaching the strategy, this is how you do it in videos. Down the pipeline, there's going to be people that host like a live trading thing. And so it'll literally be like a Zoom. You sign up for the course. Here's the dates. You can jump on a Zoom call with them, and they're going to be trading specific strategies in real time with you. So there's going to be a lot of different types of content on there.
For those live courses, would those be recorded so they can access later, or not necessarily? Is this like case by case?
Not necessarily. Depends on the instructor, how they want to do it. But I imagine they would probably mostly record those. So for people who sign up for the course after the live part's done, they can see the recap of it.
Okay. And I've, you know, through the act of uploading my what's in there right now, I poked around the interface a bit. But if I'm remembering this correctly, is there some kind of like instructor user interactivity built into the system as well? I thought there was like some kind of Q&A or something, or is there anything along those lines that will be enabled?
Yeah. It's not enabled by default, but basically we're going to try to give instructors as much flexibility as they want, and that is a feature that they will have available.
Okay. Almost like a in-app chat or Q&A kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah. We can set that at an individual level. I know there's certain instructors that are like, because they trade in real time and they're real traders, they're like, I don't have time. Like, this is the strategy we do. And then there's other people that are like, no, I want to work with community on this. And so we want to be able to do both.
Cool. So right now, if everything goes well, wake up Thursday morning, and are you going to do a Twitter announcement or on Discord, or how will people know initially where to find it?
Yeah, we actually just put it on Discord last night, event. We have a Discord event happening, and so, but it'll be on our YouTube live. So if you can just go to optionomega.com and then our YouTube page, and then there'll be a live video coming out Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, sounds good. I'll schedule my this episode to drop at the same time.
Oh, baller. That's awesome.
Looking forward to that. So is there anything else that you guys want to mention last minute, or is that pretty much it as far as, you know, otherwise just looking forward to the launch?
We're thankful for you. I mean, you have been excited about this, and that's always good to see. And in fact, that's partly, we have moved really fast about this. Just a recap. I did a options conference with a partner in Germany this summer, And it all kind of, I came home with this kind of idea, just talking to people. And we were kind of like back and forth because we are Switzerland. We're a tool. We're not educators. And so I kind of told the guys, Matt and Rusty, I was like, I want to reach out to some people and just see what they say. And we were all kind of a little hesitant of like, they'll probably say no, but it's worth exploring. Literally every person that we've reached out to were like, oh my gosh, yes, let's do this. Because one of the things is we're all trying to reach the same amount of, like the same people. We're all trying to reach options, retail traders who are learning options. And so if we can, a group of people can work together that trust each other, I think it's very powerful. And so it's come together really fast. We are pumped about it. And the thing about it that's cool is that it's one of those things where like we're launching with three, but like there are so many coming. And I wish I could tell more about that, but there's just so many coming that it's going to be awesome.
They'll be all there on the coming soon, right? On launch day?
Not all the ones that are coming are going to be on the coming soon, but yeah, a lot of them will be on the coming soon. So I think the coming soon section is going to be like the heartbreaker for people. So they're going to go to it and be like, oh, it's on coming soon. Like they are really, I don't mean that like next year, like they are coming soon though. Like it's going to happen soon.
Yeah. And so for me, for those who listen to the podcast or listening now, for me, the vision is, I think the podcast has always been great for episodes like this where guests come on and just talk about a topic, you know, and there's episodes I do where I just ruminate about some topic off the top of my head. Like the other day I had an episode called, you know, Don't Get Distracted by Squiggly Lines, which I was trying to talk about, like stay true to the strategy, whatever. But people may know I started doing some episodes, you know, those spreadsheet for cheating for traders, backtesting best practices, where recognizing there was not a good visual medium, I set up these kind of companion sheets, like, okay, go follow along this sheet as you listen to this, right? And you know, that works as well as it works. But now I think for this type of content and for some of the stuff I really want to do that will be really benefited by a visual aspect, I think Option Omega Academy, that will be the outlet and that will sort of be the companion to the Trade Busters podcast. And so that's what kind of excites me. And that's how I envision sort of these things working together going forward.
That's incredible. Even you saying that, what do the kids say? Literal goosebumps. Literal
goosebumps. Well, with that, Matt and Troy, thank you for coming on and, you know, getting all these together so quickly. I'm going to, you know, as I say, I don't edit my podcast. So it's all raw. I'll schedule this for 1 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. So either you guys are either going to be there or not, but we'll see how it goes. So again, hey, excited to have you guys doing this. Thanks as always for everything you do. And we'll be in touch. Talk soon.
Thank you, David.
Appreciate you.